Columbia student who said, "Zionists don't deserve to live," sues university for suspending him. Kimani James, who infamously said during a January livestream that, "Zionists don't deserve to live," filed a lawsuit against the university on September 26 for suspending him. According to the Daily Wire, the lawsuit accuses the university of caving to external pressure in suspending James in April and that James made the remarks in question when he was being subjected to bigoted and threatening message on social media after he started espousing anti-genocide beliefs regarding the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. The lawsuit claims that James was simply trying to deter others from causing him physical harm. The lawsuit also states that the university told James in August he was suspended for the academic year for his involvement in a human chain to drive pro-Israel students out of the anti-Israel encampment in May. The lawsuit claims that James was simply engaging in peaceful self-help. Further, the lawsuit alleges that the university privileges a class of self-described Zionist Jewish people over everyone on campus who does not share their views. Yumish students, rabbi held at gunpoint during Rosh Hashanah dinner. A gunman broke into a rabbi's Southfield, MI home hosting a group of Jewish students from the University of Michigan and held them at gunpoint. The Detroit Free Press reported that the dinner took place on October 2, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. According to local police, the gunman shouted, "I'm taking everything, give me everything," when he broke into the home. The weapon was not fired and no injuries occurred. Police believe it was a crime of opportunity and have identified the suspect and are working to arrest him. A different individual has been arrested in connection to the crime. University President Santa Ono said in a statement that the gunman fled the scene after taking a bag from inside the house. This past year, there have been innumerable events locally and globally that have felt overwhelming and unsettling to many in our community, Ono said. As tensions in the Middle East have escalated in recent days, it is more important than ever that we work collectively to offer solace and safety to one another. Judge overturns University of Maryland's barring of SJP October 7 event. A federal judge nixed the University of Maryland's decision to bar the campus Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, from holding an event on October 7. Judge Peter Messett ruled on October 1 that the SJP chapter demonstrated a substantial likelihood that it will prevail in its lawsuit on the merits of its freedom of speech claim, per Jewish Insider, G. The university had initially approved the event, but reversed their decision after receiving backlash on the matter. The university said in a statement that they will abide by the court's ruling and that we will now move forward with the events, addressing those concerns and challenges with care and caution, including the implementation of a robust safety plan. This includes enhanced staffing and resources with a strong security presence. UIUC ends recognition of SJP chapter. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, UIUC, rescinded its recognition of the Campus Students for Justice of Palestine, SJP, chapter as a student group on September 23. According to Campus Reform, the university said that the SJP chapter violated university policy with its encampment in April and physically attempting to prevent the encampment from being taken down. The SJP chapter said in a statement posted to Instagram, "The wrongful disbandment of Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is part of a disturbing trend of silencing student activism. We will continue organizing with or without the support of our institution as UIUC is dictated by the student body and not the administration." October 7th Forever, graffiti at Baruch College. Graffiti stating, "October 7th Forever," was found on the main entrance of Baruch College's William and Anita Vertical campus on the morning of October 6. The Ticker, the college's student-run newspaper, reported that the graffiti was scrawled in red paint on a wall and was removed the next day. S. David Wu, the president of Baruch College, said in a statement, "Let me be crystal clear, anti-Semitism and any form of hatred and intimidation have no place at Baruch College and will not be tolerated. We immediately reported the incident to the NYPD, and a full investigation is already in progress, in cooperation with our Department of Public Safety. The persons responsible for this action will be held fully accountable."